their serious quest for work. Salvation. Then along came the capitalist pigs. They said, we need people, 8-year-old kids working 20 hours a day and all that shit. And all of a sudden, kids were goofing off. They were getting their hands chopped off and they didn't want to work and things like that. And they said, we got to make them work. What are we going to do? And they went up to Switzerland. There's this weird-looking dude with buckles on his shoes and a little black and white outfit. See, near am I going to be? John Calvin, remember him? And they said, well, we got a problem, man. People won't fucking work. He said, tell them they won't get into heaven. And he did, that's true. And they said, this cat's good, man. We got to set him up in business. And they did, and they call it Protestantism. Protestant ethic. Work. Keep your money in the bank. Postpone pleasure. Wait for later. Wait till you retire. We retired. And that's the most difficult concept to understand. How we're going to play ourselves right into destroying this fucking system. Play. In Cuba, Brother Fidel says the aim of the Cuban Revolution is to abolish money. The aim of the Cuban Revolution is to have a kind of society in which people relate to one another on other than monetary value system. The purpose of the Cuban Revolution is to create 21st century people, free men and women to walk on a free planet. That's what Chase said. That's what the Cuban Revolution is about. They have a vision, and they're working on it. What is this fucking society about? 10 fucking cents to take a shit in the airport. That's what the fuck it's about. Pay toilets. Shove it. Progress. Bullshit on its progress. We aren't gonna work. We're gonna play because we want a society. The fucking in the streets and cutting sugarcane is one and the same thing. It's all play. It's all work. It's all religion. It's all fun. That's the kind of society we want. And that's what we're gonna put in its place.
Pop.
To do that.
Okay, wait a minute.
Pop.
To do that, we gotta learn how to survive, and that's why we gotta prevent them from picking us off one by one. And that's why whether Bobby Seale goes on trial in Connecticut, or Tim Leary in Poughkeepsie, or St. Louis down here in the courthouse, all of us are on trial. All of us. And we were freed because 500,000 people took to the streets. We gotta do that every time. We gotta make every day Bastille Day. We gotta work until every fucking person in this country is out of the maximum penitentiaries like Kansas State Penitentiary and Cook County Jails, and everyone is out of the minimum security penitentiaries like Kansas University and all the other fucking universities in this country. Right on!
How in the hell can these people be oppressed, all these white people, all these great dudes in this damn place be oppressed when they are the oppressors? I mean, why are you speaking here and Bobby Seale is still in jail?
Oh, why?
Because
you ain't got him out yet. That's why. That's right. Maybe there is something. Maybe there is something to that racism. I don't know, but I ain't on a guilt trip. I don't believe in guilt as a trip. I believe in getting him out by any means necessary. And if I got white skin privilege, I'm going to use it. If I'm a male, I'm going to use it. If I got fucking 2 toenails left, I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna use every fucking thing I got. Cause I'm gonna get him out and you ain't, fucker. We're all gonna get him out. We all gonna get him out, see? We're all gonna get him out.
How many black people died in Chicago? We got 9 out of 3 black people racial in this country. And you gonna talk about fighting revolution and ain't shit happening to white people, and you gonna tell me 90% of the black people in Chicago jails are black.
They
are. What are you saying, man? Who are you talking about? How are you going to tell
these people? Well, so what? Well, what exactly you want people to do? I just told you, we built a national campaign around freeing Bobby Seale. We are raising 100 fucking grand to get him out. We're going to raise 500,000 mean fucking stone people, revolutionaries in this country that are going to see to it that he never gets the fuck into the electric chair and that he goes free. That's what the fuck we're going
to
do.
Junior asked a G chairman.
That's what we're going to do. You want to come to New Haven? You want to come to New Haven and work on it? Okay. They're local. What? No, they didn't. They didn't. You read, hey, look, you read Bobby's book. It's coming out in 2 weeks. I ain't on a guilt trip, and none of the people are. That's bullshit trip, and I don't believe it. People fight. People fight in the way they know how. Don't let anybody push you around. That kind of division is never going to work. We're all the same. We're all in the same boat. Is there another question or an answer? There's something to that. I can't hear. That's good. Well, we're going to make more paddles, I guess. Pull the plug out of the river. Lots of ways. Because he demanded the right to defend himself, that's why. I can't, it's very hard to hear. I mean, I don't know if there's like another system of participatory microphones, but this is, I can't hear you, brother. If you want to come up and say it. They had a lot of you want to know what to do? You punch CBS in there one fucking good eye. That's what the fuck you do. Phil Oaks rolling the trial. He was since we weren't allowed to have a music festival in Lincoln Park, we brought in a fucking courtroom. So he was the first singer. He's give me my guitar. He's gonna sing. Sang a song to Judge.
Judge
said, I like Dylan better. What, another comment? Gonna be some people talking about forming a local conspiracy. We want to get some bread to be used here locally to build a campaign to fight against Bobby Seale's trial in New Haven and to fight against similar trials going on right here in Lawrence, Kansas. I already a millionaire. I already got 7 Cadillacs. If you ought to be a commie, you'd have a Cadillac by now.
You don't have to give bread, fucker. You don't have to give
money.
Well, so you pledged $100. Right. Okay. Put it in the Bank of America. Then we'll pick it up. Is there some...
Okay, I want all your money.
It'd be good. I mean, there's a local underground newspaper here struggling for survival. 2 of them.
There is? I only seen one.
And there are a lot of local trials that have to be fought. Well, Bobby Seale went to Yale to give a speech, and for that speech, supposedly, he's implicated in a conspiracy to commit murder on one Alex Reckley, who was or was not an informant, but was definitely killed. The trial, it's hard exactly to pick a date, since it's their ballpark, you know? They picked the date, but we assume that it'll be sometime in the fall. There are about 21 people on trial now, but what they're What the forces in New Haven are doing is isolating the people they are never allowed to meet to plot their defense. Many of the 21 are police agents who are going to testify against the others. And the other people, they're using methods to break them down and saying to them, well, you'll get off. All you got to do is testify against Bobby Seale. So that's what's now going on in New Haven. That will go back. I think that he made so many reversible errors that the charge against us is going to be overturned, but not the contempt. We are in contempt. I mean, we are in contempt of that court system. We came there just to give him a heart attack, and halfway through, we found out we could give the whole fucking court system one instead. So, we tried it. But it was an attack on its authority. There ain't no young people in America going to want to become judges after that fucking trial. And because when we got in jail, all the fucking inmates were cheering, free to conspiracy. There were four riots in jails and prisons around this country. And what they said to us, whether they were picked up because they were in a street gang in Chicago, whether they were the mafia, embezzling, or any fucking phony charge, they said, you guys did what every defendant always wanted to do, what every guy in prison now wants to do. You stood up and told those fuckers to fuck off. The first time it happened, Bobby was the first one to do it. He said, why? They said, you can't have your lawyer of your choice, the judge said. Bobby stood up and said, why can't I? The judge said, what was that? What was that? The lawyer said, that was one of the defendants. A defendant? Defendants don't speak? In 50 years on the bench, I've never heard a defendant speak. That was the fucking judge. When I got up on a witness stand, he said, young man, I want you to know that it is a privilege and an honor to be allowed to be a witness in a federal district court. A privilege and an honor. That's fucking Julius. And he's every judge. You've seen one judge, you've seen them all. And what we did in Chicago in that courtroom, if people all around the country, you see, would just go down to their local courthouse and their local jail and see what the fuck is going on down there, then maybe the conspiracy just won't be 7 or 8 or 10 or 10 million. Be every fucker in this country. And every courthouse will be like that courthouse in Chicago. And every defendant will stand up and say, why? Why, Judge? Why'd you do that? Why wouldn't you let my lawyer talk? That's unconstitutional. Why are you allowing the government to wiretap our phones? That's in violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. I got the Constitution up here with me. That's what the judge would say. Kept sitting right there. Because the way to help them is to get Bobby Seale out of jail. That's the way to help them. That's why. And support the Black Panther Party. That's why. The Black Panther Party has 15... Black Panther Party has breakfast for children programs all across this country. The government has a children for breakfast program and nobody gives a shit about it. What?
Abby.
That's amazing.
Abby, if there's a revolution after it, who's going to rule? How are we going to rule?
We are. We'll let you know. We got guys working on it. Well, it's going to be a world. It's going to be a world. I ain't figured it all out, tell you the truth. I just like you. I ain't figured it out. But I don't waste time asking that question because I flunked out of college. Send it to my column. I'll answer you.
An apocalypse, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
Like I said, there are different kinds of violence. I don't, like I said, I think I explained that. We don't use violence in the same way. Well, we try to be as offensive as we can. What's up, brother? Oh, people said I can't talk into the mic.
Hey, Hoffman, tell me one thing, man. What happened to the leaders of SDS in this country? Where are they at, and why are the leaders of the...
Some of them are here.
Wait a minute.
Bernadine Dorn is in
Kansas City. Why are they dead or in exile or in jail?
What?
Why are they...
Because they're black, that's why. And because they're black, and because they're fighting for community control of black communities, that's why they're in jail. Because the country's racist. So what?
What are you standing for, man? You are the oppressor. I mean, you're going to sit out here and tell me that in 2 years you're going to put me down further.
Well, I feel guilty. I mean, that's...
You feel guilty, but still you're standing here telling me that you're going to help me?
Oh, no.
Hell, man. All you're doing is stepping into my damn back just like every other white person in this damn field house.
You want to make an announcement? Okay, man. Who wants to make an announcement?
I'm John Spearman, president of the Black Student Union. As most of you know, or we tried to advertise anyway, the Black Student Union is starting a breakfast program, and we run into problems as far as financial aid is concerned, as far as getting people to donate food and so forth. And what we're trying to do now is get people to donate the money so that we can establish a breakfast program, so there won't be no niggas sitting in jail like Bobby Seale, so that niggas now, when they grow up, they'll know how to act, so that they can go down in a second, so there won't be any more Bobby Seale. We're not having nobody stand up here establishing a Bobby Seale fund, because every motherfucking black person that's around here will have a gun in his hand and tell the motherfuckers, you'd walk into my house and see what happens. We don't have to be stepping over no goddamn rats. We'll be fucking system. And as the cat says, I don't believe this. Fucking in the streets, if that's what you want to do. So what we do, we expect people to donate so that we can establish a breakfast program and have young, strong blacks being able to grow up and being able to pick up a gun and be able to tell a motherfucker, you better not watch my house if I don't want you in there, and blow the motherfucker away.
You want to say something? Well. What? Fighting. I don't know. We travel around with toothbrushes. We think we're going back. Most of us got a number of trials coming up. I got 3 trials for possession of illegal... I got 1 trial for possession of an illegal building at Columbia University. Coming up in 2 weeks. Kicking the shit out of 3 cops in a courthouse. Which was pretty difficult, seeing as how I had leg irons and handcuffs on, but nonetheless. So we all got a number of trials.
Hey, Abby?
Yeah?
What magic formula are you going to give all the whites in this?
I don't know, because I thought that some people here might say what they were going to do, because, we had the panty raid strike today. What's the encore? Well, what's going to happen? I don't even know, what? Well, I ain't in school. I don't live here. Yeah.
Well, so what do you want me to do?
You can't tell the
I mean, we thought that you were going to tell the people what to do. You can't tell them what to do. What you going up there in the first place?
What the hell? When you were talking about...
No, I ain't for peace.
Tell them the truth! What they got to tell
well,
you?
Anybody that wants to step up to this mic who has an idea about what all these people, there are loads of people, gonna do about political repression in this area, or any other issues that are pissing people off, is welcome to come up in this mic and talk. Go ahead and talk. Anybody can say it. This place is a fucking drag. I'm going to Dallas, Texas.
KU's got some bullshit young redneck peckerwoods here, and black people oppressed because we're a group. Well, you mother country radicals, or whatever you want to call yourself, are oppressed on an individual basis. It's an individual thing. And what has to be done is that you have to quit trying to do what you did last night with O. Ellsworth. That's a symbol of oppression. That's a building. If you want to deal with things, you deal with the pigs themselves and quit trying to destroy symbols and start destroying pigs. That's what it's got to be about, and that's what you got to start doing.
Hold on,
may I have it?
Brother said, why don't you take the bread ripped off from a student council here and give it to people here that are fighting? Well, because we see the fight, keep Bobby Seale out of the electric chair, as part of the fight that has to go on right here. That's why. And if people here,
righto,
if people here don't see that as part of their own struggle, what the fuck should we give them money for anyway, bunch of dumb fuckers? People ought to learn how to steal their own money. We are outlaws in the eyes of America. We're all outlaws. We gotta behave like that. We gotta recognize that we're held in a minimum security prison called America. We gotta have jailbreaks. That's what the fuck we gotta have. We're outlaws in the eyes of America. We'll survive, and we're gonna fight to survive. Right on. What the fuck we gotta do?
Brothers and sisters, before you leave, I gotta voice my opinion about anything. I say, simply, let us stop rapping so goddamn much and start deploying some fucking action.
Yeah.
Right on! Right on, all power to the people. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.